Saturday, February 10th. President had his meeting this morning with the Vice President on his return. And then left the office for the day. He did have me in for a little while on some miscellaneous things. He doesn't want to get into the international monetary thing with Schultz, who keeps calling to report. He agreed that the VP should do a cabinet meeting next week without the president to report on his trip. Decided Jim Reynolds can't do Mexico, and we should see if we can get out of that. Wants to make Brennan the military assistant. Had some ideas on state dinners. A Nobel Prize wants to send a letter to the committee saying that he feels the president of the United States, that his practice as president not to accept an award for doing his duty, and therefore he requests that he not be considered and notify them that he would not be able to accept the award. He wants Price to do a draft on this. Says he may do a press conference here in California in March when he's out here with two, that that'd be a good time to have it here, and better than now. May still do one in the press room on his return, or even out here after Kissinger returns. We had Dean and Moore out for an extended session on the Watergate strategy question, and made a little progress in laying out an operating plan there. Decided it would be a good idea to put Stans into a confirmable post and let him clear himself by in the confirmation process. Use Buchanan as an observer spokesman on the whole Irvin hearings business. Consider Fred Bussard or Ruckelshaus as minority counsel. Wally Johnson as our full-time staff man on it. Main concern was the need to lock Kleindienst into the case and to keep him to, in the post through the duration of the hearings, and to be a buffer and take heat where necessary in the department there for things that the president needs done. We're regrouping again tomorrow on the same subject. End of February 10th.